Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a digital asset line in Ableton Live 12 and use groove pull tricks to humanize timing and create expressive, automated squelches. This is an intermediate automation tutorial focused on drum and bass-friendly acid riffs, using only Live 12 stock devices, Wavedable or analog, auto filter, saturator or overdrive, redux, utility, and the M4 LLFO if you have suite. First, what you'll end up with, a short 2-bar acid riff on a 16th note grid with slides and accented notes, an instrument rack map to macro so one knob performs expressive changes, an LFO for rhythmic movement, and groove pool workflows that let you switch groove feels non-destructively. Let's dive in. Prepare the synth and MIDI clip 1. Create a MIDI track and load Wavedable, or use analog if you prefer. Choose a saw or a narrow saw slash square Wavedable for a harmonically rich acid tone. 2. Put the synth in mono and enable glide slash portamento. Set glide somewhere between about 40 and 120 milliseconds, and adjust by ear. 3. Route oscillator 1 through the filter. Pick a ladder or state variable style filter. Set the cutoff fairly low, roughly 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point, and dial resonance up to a moderate amount, about 0.3 to 0.6. 4. Increase the filter envelope amount a little so the filter opens on each note gate. This makes the plucky, percussive accent typical of acid sounds. Now program a 2-bar clip 5. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip and program a 16th note pattern. Think 1E and a timing. Use repeated notes with occasional higher accents for interest. 6. For slides and portamento, overlap notes or hold the first note so the next note slides into it. In mono with glide enabled, overlapping notes will trigger portamento. 7. Set velocities, deliberately. Push accented notes up around 100 to 127 and lower supporting notes down to 370. These velocity differences will interact with the filter envelope and give you natural dynamics. Build the processing chain and map macros 8. After the synth, insert an auto filter set to a 24 dB low pass with moderate resonance. This is your main squelch target. Then add saturator or overdrive for analog bite, or redux for digital crunch, finishing with a utility for gain staging. 9. Group the instrument into an instrument rack and map key parameters to macros. Example mappings: macro 1, auto filter frequency, Wavedable filter envelope amount or filter cutoff, and saturator drive or redux bit reduction. Macro 2, auto filter resonance. Name them clearly, for instance squelch and resonance. Add rhythmic movement with an LFO 10. Insert the max for live LFO after the instrument rack or use Wavedable's internal LFO. Sync it to tempo and set it to a 16th note subdivision, or try dotted slash triplet values for variety. 11. Map the LFO amount to auto filter frequency. Optionally map the LFO rate to a macro so you can automate wobble speed with one control. Draw or record automation 12. Decide whether you'll draw automation in arrangement or use clip envelopes in session. For live performance, map macros to hardware. For production, draw automation lanes. 13. A good starting idea: automate macro 1 squelch with short rises on accented notes using brief ramps or step automation. Automate your LFO rate, for example, increase it in the second bar to create a faster wobble. Groove pull tricks 14. Open the groove pool and extract a groove from a drum loop or swung audio phrase. Right-click the source and choose Extract Groove. Drag that groove onto your acid MIDI clip and verify the clip's groove slot is set. 15. Tweak the groove's timing, velocity, and random controls in the groove pool. For Deed and Beat Acid, keep timing around 30-60% to retain danceable feel, but add human offset, set velocity around 20-40% to preserve manual accents while softening others. 16. Use clips to automate groove feel. Duplicate the clip and apply different grooves to each duplicate, for example, one straight, one medium swing, one heady shuffle. In arrangement, place those duplicates sequentially to switch feels across sections. Groove automation workarounds and alignment 17. Important: groove pool timing shifts note onsets but does not move arrangement automation points. That means if you draw automation and then apply a groove, the automation may not visually line up with the shifted notes. 18. Workarounds: duplicate clips with different groove amounts and switch between them in arrangement. Record macro moves live while the groove is active, so the automation you capture aligns with groove timing. If you must make timing changes permanent, use commit, but keep backups because commit is destructive. Synchronize squelches with grooved accents 19. Use your velocity pattern as a guide and create short macro automation curves that coincide with accented notes. If the groove offsets timing, record automation in real time while the groove is playing to keep everything locked. 20. For resonance bursts, draw short spikes on the resonance macro directly above accented events in arrangement, or play them live and record. Final polish and performance gestures 21. Arrange 16 bars of motion by alternating long sweeps and short stabs on macro 1, automating LFO rate for slow to fast transitions, and sending short bursts to a reverb or delay return for space. 22. Consider mapping macro 1 to a single hardware knob for expressive one-hand control during performance, and macro 2 to control resonance or LFO rate. Common mistakes to avoid: don't forget gain staging when automating cutoff and resonance. High cutoff plus high resonance clips easily. Map utility gain to a macro if needed. Groove pool doesn't move automation points. Applying grooves after drawing automation can desynchronize your moves. Avoid overusing commit without backups. It permanently changes timing. Map LFO rates through macros rather than juggling many lanes, and make sure velocity right arrow filter mappings are set so accents translate into tonal changes. Pro tips: use overlapping notes to get authentic slides. Short overlaps yield subtle slides. Long overlaps produce dramatic ones. Map parameters with careful min/max ranges. For example, cut off 200-3500 Hz and drive 0 right arrow 6 dB, so one macro remains musical. Create and save several groove presets: tight, loose, shuffle, and use clip duplicates with those grooves for instant feel changes. Automate redux dry/wet in short bursts for digital grit rather than leaving it on constantly. When you need automation perfectly in sync with groove notes, record macro moves while the groove is active. Mini practice exercise: build a 2-bar acid riff with glide and overlapping notes. Map auto filter frequency plus saturator drive to macro 1 and LFO rate to macro 2. Make 3 duplicates of the clip. A equals straight, B equals medium swing timing tilde 40%, velocity tilde 30%, C equals heavy shuffle timing tilde 70%, velocity tilde 50%. Arrange them: A for 4 bars, B for 4 bars, C for 4 bars. Automate macro 1 to do quick stabs in bars 5-8, and automate macro 2 to increase LFO rate from 1/8 to 1/16 across bars 9-12. Listen and tweak groove pool timing/velocity, so accents still land and automation feels aligned. Recap: you've built a mono glide synth patch, programmed velocity accents and slides, mapped expressive macros, added an LFO for rhythmic motion, and use the groove pool to humanize timing and create section-based feel changes. Use clip duplicates to switch grooves non-destructively, and record macro moves with groove active whenever you need perfect alignment. Final recommendation: start minimal. Lock in the riff and velocity accents first, then add one macro map to cutoff and drive, and one groove variant. Only add complexity after the core pattern sits tight in the mix. That's it. Practice the exercise, save your instrument rack presets and favorite grooves, and you'll be turning static acid riffs into expressive, grooving DNB elements in no time.